This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, if you had to choose on your pizza, pineapple or worm castings? Super Don, that's your choice. Pineapple or worm castings
on
your pizza? No,
seriously?
Come on. Yeah, you're feeling a little too strongly about no pineapple. I had to throw one up there.
Well, you know, look, I mean, I do feel very strong. You know, of all the things in the world that I could have a strong opinion on, right?
Right.
I got to pick that one. But, then our board, Ben, and
yes.
Is like, oh, no, yeah, pineapple on pizza. Yeah.
Gang it up on you.
So we put it out there on social media, on the Facebook page, the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm curious to see what the listeners think.
Well, I was going to give you an easy out, but since you're not Farmer Super Don yet, which I'd like
worm
you to be.
Worm castings? Why would you get a worm? Worm casting? That's made out of dirt.
Well, it's worm poop, basically. Worms make available to the plants the things that plants need to make the plants
gnarly.
Really good for you. So what you're supposed to say, I'm just giving you a hint for next time. You choose worm castings, but you say they're on my pizza because I ate the broccoli that was grown in soil that had worms in them, so the worm castings are in there, and in your face, I got you. See how that goes?
Yeah.
Okay. I know I ask too much from you. I do. Bad host. Anyway, I was the reason I brought that up is because I was out in the garden today. It was a great, glorious day. I got to transfer from, some of the small plants now, a couple more broccolis and, what else did I plant today? Collards. Yeah, the collards are happening. And, last year I grew some Georgia collards. I mean, I think I had six plants. We couldn't even eat. We still haven't eaten all the collards I grew last year. We've got them cooked and frozen. There was so much. I mean, the Georgia collards do really well. And so I planted, maybe just two this year because I couldn't believe how prolific they were. So let's see what else as far as that goes. Oh, a couple of really nice heirloom variety tomato plants that they say are going to really climb high. So I'm going to have to build a trellis or something that goes up beyond just the tomato cage. But I was using the worm castings as well. So that's why I thought of it, Super D. I was just getting back into my gardening. You know?
All right.
And I've got, I think what happened with my sweet peppers, now the banana peppers are doing really well, but when I talk to people with more experience than me, I ask them questions like, why were my sweet red bell peppers like mini-me, right? They're like miniatures. And he's like, well, you're probably not, the soil's not rich enough for them because they're limited growth based on what they have. And that makes all the sense in the world, but, maybe it was just an obvious question to you, but for me, I'm learning, right? So that's why we don't really berate listeners that ask simple questions? I think I enjoy going back to the simple stuff.
It's important because, we've been doing this for so long now that we sometimes kind of forget that, everybody starts from a certain place and they have to go from there. So, it's good. And that's why we've got Captain Morgan around, too, to kind of keep us going back to the basics, right?
Yeah, that's why Freshman Fridays are so special because we get to do that. And, you know, this question here, as we open up this hour of the show, we got some CBD updates. We got weight loss programs in Venezuela. We got all kinds of things to talk about. Millennials and growing food, too, which is cool. But here's a parent issue. Headline reads, most parents don't think they're meeting kids' nutritional needs. Now, I know that was true of my parents' generation. I don't think they thought about it, though. They weren't meeting my nutritional needs. And this is not me groaning and griping about my parents. I'm just talking about the lack of knowledge within certain generations where we lost connection to the land, to the soil, to understand how important vitamins, minerals, trace minerals coming from food are. And if they're not in the plants, they're probably not in the soil, and they're not in you. And yet there's more consciousness, there's more awareness, there's more concern from parents than ever about, hey, am I doing right by my kids? And that's a good thing. It's really a good thing. But the lame excuses that are being given are not a good thing for not doing it, right? And in this article, and I know this is a United Propaganda article that's writing about it, but, I mean, it always comes back to, I don't have time. I don't have time. And, you know, the hard-ass side of me, Super Don, says, well, why do you have kids if you don't have time to feed them?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's bad, it's mean, it's just how dare you, because, well, we have to work. Really? What do you have to work to pay for?
I could see you. Back in my day. Right?
Yes. No. Listen, am I sympathetic or empathetic? I don't know. Some people are going to say, you're just being mean. I don't think so. I just look at it as a value judgment, right? What is most important to you? To have two cars and a boat, and you know, look, if you have it, I'm not knocking you. If you can do it and feed your kids well, but also feed your kids well. If you can't do the two cars and a boat and feed your kids well, then maybe, like, you know, have two cars and a boat, but have the car with only two tires on it, so you can't use it. You don't need the money for it. You know what I'm saying? If it's an issue of, I don't have time, I don't have money, listen, are your kids not the most important thing to you? Do you not want to make sure they have the best opportunity to survive and thrive in a future without you? And I recognize that parents who have children who are vaccine injured may not even have the opportunity, the option, right? That's a, you know, that's a devastating step beyond, but it's a real harsh reality. But for the purposes and point here of this discussion in this article, it's just about, hey, you got kids, what are you feeding them, right? And if you're feeding them mac and cheese, will you at least feed them or an organic variety, homemade, better than any kind of processed version? You know, there's comfort food. We all like it. And there are times when, you know, we indulge our kids. But what's the quality? And again, we come back to the value system. Now, granted, people that don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show may, for some reason, have missed out that things have shifted and changed and that we're becoming much more aware that what's in the food matters. What's not in the food matters. And that quality means clean, but it also means it is rife with the nutrients necessary for vital health, good functioning, and a child that does not have chronic diseases like I grew up with. So the struggle is what? I mean, what is it, a struggle to find good quality food, to grow good quality food, to get good quality food? I mean, this is the thing. If you don't value it, I get it. You're just going to say, you know what? My cars and my boats are more important. Again, these are bad examples because I just threw that out. I just came out of my head.
Well, I think that's one aspect of it. But, you know, if you look at the results of the poll here, it has a lot to do not just with what they can afford.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Okay. Uh-huh. You know, like, let's say.
Wait a second. Hold on. Was the poll about pineapple on pizza, or is this a different poll?
It was not about, no, because if they had done that poll, it would have been overwhelmingly in favor of banning pineapple. I know
this. Okay. All right.
I know this.
Just check. Okay, so different poll.
I was just going to say, I mean, let's take your household, for example.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You eat a very healthy, clean, organic diet. Now, it's not a situation where you and your wife will eat this way, but then you will go buy McDonald's for the kids, right?
Right, now, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
The reason why I bring that up is that I think in most cases, I could be wrong, but I'm just trying to use what I think is common sense here, that the kids generally are going to eat the same way that the parents do. It's not like the parents are, you know, cooking, you know, all this healthy food, and they've got all this healthy food, but they're getting the kids Twinkies and you know, ho-ho.
Right.
It's, you know, look, the kids are going to eat what it is that you make for dinner.
Sure.
So if you're eating crap, then the kids are probably going to eat crap. And the other way around.
You bring up a good point, too, there. And I remember, like, parents would ask me, and still sometimes they'll ask me, how do you get your kids to eat healthy? And my only honest answer is because that's all we eat. We don't make exceptions. Now, again, I'm honest about this, too, that we will get, sometimes my wife will go out and get organic junk food, right? That would be not considered a necessity, a vegetable or a fruit, but some of the processed organic treats that are out there. Because we grew up that way, and that's, you know, that's me not being as pure as I could be. Right? In terms of quality of ingredients, it's good, it's fine. But in terms of the level of whole food, non-processed, yeah, there's some stuff that comes in the house. I'm not going to lie about that. And I don't think I've talked about that. I grew up on horrible food, and I said, you know, there are comfort foods that I grew up on, and somehow, well, I had to recover from them. But the kids have access to cleaner qualities of those things. And I guess, you know, in answer to this question, you know, if the poll is about the difficulty in doing so, I get it. If you're not all the way there, your kids, they know what you're all about. If they say eat clean food and they see you not, they're going to go out to the moment they're with their friends and they're going to eat garbage. If this is all they've ever eaten, this is what they eat, and you explain, you talk to your kids why, and they know your backstory like they know my wife's story and my story of illness and ailments, and I'm not saying it to scare them away from it. In fact, over the years, I've said, hey, kids, you want to go out and eat a fast food burger with your friends or eat the junk food? Go ahead. But you're going to pay for it, not because I'm going to punish you, but because your own body will punish you. You'll feel rotten, and it's happened. And that is how we learn. Not as I say, but as I do. And you want to raise your kids up as you would have them be because you are that way. You cannot expect them. I think it's unreasonable to expect the children to do better than you. It can happen. But it's somewhat unreasonable because, you know, you're their idols. Parents, you're the idols at first until maybe you disappoint them. We all disappoint our kids at one point, perhaps. And then they go, you know what, I'm not doing that. Because I'll look back at my parents and they didn't know about organic food. So I'm raising my kids differently. Not because I dislike my parents or I'm angry about it. I'm not at all. They didn't know. I know, so I integrated it differently. We raised our children differently. And then we move on from there. But if you want your kids to eat well, you've got to eat well. And then one day they'll grow up and they may decide to go a different path. And that's cool because that's free will. God gave you that level of free will and he gave it to your kids. Although while they're in your household, you do have some level of control over them. Until they get bigger than you. And then it could be a challenge. Then you hope you've done your job prior to then or else all bets are off. All right, folks, that's your parents and nutrition segment on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you want to chime in, 866-939-2355. We got a cannabis update. CBD in the ER, that could be really cool.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
If you're new to the show and you're wondering, like, where does Robert get these ideas? Where does he get his passion, his commitment to these perspectives? And I'm just saying, you know, if you've been sick like I was for the first 18, 19 years, well, 24 actually, technically, 0 to 24 before I got, on a course of healing and health and diet and nutrition. Then you find out how valuable it is. It's like some people say, you will not know the value of oxygen until you're drowning and gasping for air. And you'll want air that bad. Until you want health that bad, sometimes you have to suffer. But you don't have to, because you can decide, you know what, I'm going to learn from that guy on radio. Sounds like he's been through some stuff. You have that freedom to choose. I don't want to suffer the way he did. I'm going to try some of that stuff. And that's why, among many reasons, we do what we do here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, on GCN syndicated around the country as well, and across the pond, UK Health Radio and SoundCloud, links up in the show notes as well, robertscabell.com. And, you know, even an old dog like me can learn new tricks a few years ago. You know, this is what happened. I was like, I never touched cannabis. I still don't smoke it, but my gosh, what we've learned in the past few years about that plant and what it can do. That's why we do these updates.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. I'd like to tell
you just what I'm doing. Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back.
How about an old emergency room? Can it learn new tricks? Great article here on Natural News. Cannabidiol may soon be used in the emergency room to fight effects of stroke and cardiac emergencies. Dude, this is big. I mean, how fast is this moving from being the evil weed, the devil's weed, to being embraced and maybe found and utilized in emergency rooms during cardiac emergencies? The stoppage of blood flow, putting stress on the rest of the body, including the brain and nervous system. Now, we've learned a lot about CBD. Ty Bollinger and I wrote a lot about it. as well as THC, the entire plant, and unlock the power to heal. So if you haven't gotten that, you can go on to Barnes & Noble online, bnon.com, or Amazon, and get the book and read about it. Lots of links to anti-cancer properties and more. 25,001 uses. Only one of them is smoking. And so much can it do. So much it can do. And we talk about secondary damage due to, for instance, cardiac events. Ischemia, reperfusion, right? The blood flow stops, then it just kind of slams back in there. And there's so much oxidative damage at that point that it can trigger nerve cells to die. Now, somebody's been doing their homework, and they looked at CBD, and they said, my gosh, the studies are showing in the peer-reviewed literature that CBD appears to be neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. Now, we talked about brain injury. We've talked about PTSD, right? Benefits in seizure activity. So much protection for the brain and the nervous system. And so now they're actually showing signs that, yes, this reperfusion or brain ischemia injury can be mitigated with CBD, cannabidiol. Holy tamale. So could it become a standard of care? According to cardiac specialist Dr. Sean McCormick, he thinks that CBD is going to be used in the ER rooms as a treatment for all stroke and cardiac patients in the future. The question is, how long will we have to wait? How many people with strokes and heart attacks will have to die or suffer severe irreversible brain damage because they stand against the introduction, the integration of CBD in whatever form? And will the FDA stand against it because of their status under the United Nations Treaty Against Narcotics Trafficking, scheduling this as a one like heroin and opium? It's a question I have. I don't know how soon this will happen, but in my mind it can't happen too soon. So if you don't want to wait, contact my friends at pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and you can dose yourself up or your family member up in a situation like this before you even get to the ER, and you know you've got good science on your side for protection of their brain and nervous system. This was published, I think, in the Redox Biology Journal. They found that CBD also improved basal respiration, ATP-linked oxygen consumption rate, spare respiratory capacity, augmented glucose consumption. Gets pretty high-tech here, but basically it protects your brain and nervous system in devastating injuries that are associated with stroke and heart attack. Dude, does it get any better? It keeps getting better. How long will we have to wait? I'm not waiting. I don't want you to wait either. By the way, if you get the CBD oil from CV Sciences, you can get 15% off with the code RSB15. Same code can be used, by the way, for Oceans Alive and Ease Magnesium from Activation Products. Check it out if you're not sure. Online at robertscottbell.com. We got a weight loss program from way south of the border coming up. Millennials are getting into gardening, maybe permaculture. Yeah, I saw it this weekend. I think it's true. It's a good sign. And also, flux capacitors are on tap. Stand by.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Scott Bell Show.
Wow, talk about a stranglehold. We got one to discuss this segment. RobertScottBell.com. Links are up. Show notes. Oh, my gosh. Weight loss. You know, we don't do much weight loss. A lot of times, you'll have whole radio shows that are health-oriented. We'll all be weight loss. All the time. Weight loss. No. That's a good deal to a lot of people. I know, but it's about losing toxins. The weight comes off when you lose the toxins. Because you alter your metabolism, it gets a different perspective. And I want weight loss to be a byproduct of living healthier, but it ain't happening exactly that way south of the border. I'm going to talk about this in just a moment. I just want to ease into it because there's so much money in weight loss in America. You know, like I said, what kind of problems do you have if you have the ability to be depressed over the last election and you're crying still? you know, a month into it. As I said, you really don't have problems if that's what you're depressed about, right? We have so much luxury, so much abundance, so much. You're not going to die tomorrow based on Trump being president because you're not going to eat, right? It's perspective. Now, we've got, you know, I think multi-billion dollar industries, weight loss, right? Weight Watchers is probably the oldest one. I think the one you hear about a lot now is Nutrisystem. Have you heard of commercials for Nutrisystem?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I lost 120 pounds on Nutrisystem, right? I was joking with my wife. I said, honey, if you sign up for Nutrisystem, you're going to disappear. She weighs like 104. Like, don't do it. I signed my wife up for Nutrisystem, and poof, she vanished. What happened? Right? You don't have that kind of weight to lose. But, again, it's a first-world problem to have so much obesity. Of course, we're eating garbage as a culture. And, you know, we talked, I think, briefly about the South Pacific island of Vanuatu trying to ban junk food from being imported because they're getting more obese there, too. But what about Venezuela? What about Venezuela, the socialist country, the socialist utopia? Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Sweden is a socialist utopia where they can't speak truth about the crime rate there, right? Everybody wants to diss on Trump because he mentioned that there are gangs of immigrants who happen to be, in most cases, not all, but most cases, Islamic, Middle Eastern immigrants. But, of course, to say that, you're considered racist in Sweden. I've confirmed that with people in Sweden, although those that they interview on the air to discredit Trump for saying it, you know, you don't hear about that. They try to cover it up. But what about those in Venezuela, the socialist utopia? Where are the Hollywood leftists going on about how do we save the starving Venezuelans now? Right? We talk about Sally Struthers and the starving Africans. Of course, South Park made her a whipping girl, if you will, just made fun of her by that. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to these places and helping people. Of course, the ideal would be helping them to grow their own food. But what happened in a socialist utopia like Venezuela, the tank went dry. The government wasn't able to plunder any more corporations. Oil prices went way down because of fracking worldwide. And from a wealthy, abundant, let's say, thieving nation that could feed anybody or give them a lot and they didn't have to work, suddenly they were lulled into dependency. And now a year into the collapse there in Venezuela, you want to talk weight loss? 75%. Am I reading this right? 75% of Venezuelans have lost an average of almost 20 pounds in the last year for lack of food. Not because of Nutrisystem or Weight Watchers. Because they don't have food. And those who are really poor dropped even more weight. I want you to think about that. 32.5% of Venezuelans eat only once or twice a day. And that's up by a threefold from a year ago. 82% of Venezuelans in poverty. Now, again, the Hollywood leftists, God love you, but man, oh man, you want to promote socialism? Bernie Sanders, this is your ideal? No, we could do it better here, Robert. Really? By stealing other people's money? By stealing money from wealthy corporations until they just say, see you later? And I say this not to be a doggy downer, but there will be a time, and I don't know when, in somebody's future, where the Western world, which was built on free and cheap energy, basically oil, like Venezuela, where the tank runs dry or the price goes up so high, only the uber wealthy can afford it. Like, if you're still down there working for an oil company, you're probably living in a gated community and you have access to everything no one else does. Until that collapses eventually as well. And then, again, you're living the walking dead. They're living the walking dead. They're eating cats and dogs, probably salamanders and lizards and flamingos.
Flamingos. That got flamingos. Me. Eating a flamingo?
I'm sure it tastes like chicken.
That's not a joke. Much of a drumstick if you think about it, though.
No, you don't get much on the legs. But, no, now they're eating a lot of tubers, which, again, I hope they're growing them. I hope they're growing them fast now because they don't have access to the abundance of meat and this and that like we all have suddenly because oil helps us produce that which would normally be there without thousands of slaves. Oil, you know, plays itself out as that. And so there's no downside to growing your own food and really seeing through the idea that the government can provide for you, right? Whether it be in this country, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, etc., ultimately the party will be over. Unless aliens beam down from the Starship Enterprise, Tesla coils that, you know, produce everything out of thin air. Of course, even then, the grid and your automobiles aren't going to work based on that. But
and last time I checked, though, Tesla did not invent the food replicator yet.
Yeah, that is a good point. A good point. You know, unless we go to Soylent Green. So, Super D, you know, as we talk about it with Liam, and sometimes, you know, people go, Liam, he just talks about all this stuff, and he cares enough to point this out. There are people in every age, you know, Joseph in the Bible, he pointed out things. He warned the Pharaoh, right? If they'd have just killed him because of he had bad news about what was coming, you know, what would they have learned? They'd all have died. And the point is, throughout history, there have been times, there's been feasts, there's been famine. And in our culture, we are not prepared for this. Even if a small percentage of us are, it's not enough. You will not have enough bullets to shoot all the zombies. So our goal and our role here, part of what I do believe is a responsibility, is not only to teach you how to heal from basic stuff, whether it be acute or chronic, but also, as I am learning, to share what I am learning about this concept of permaculture, about growing food, and how simple it really can be, and how important it is, just like we talked earlier in the show, about the importance of choosing quality food. While you can still just buy food, I mean, it's cheap, it's easy, relatively speaking, compared to the effort you would put forward if you were growing your own. I'm doing a little bit more. I hope to do a little bit more all of the time before it becomes a crisis, because once the hurricane hits and devastates and you don't have the water, and you're going to wait for the federal government and FEMA to come and rescue you, you've signed your death warrant or certificate or however you want to say. So I think, you know, I'm appealing to some level of spiritual maturity and responsibility to say, don't wait just because, oh, things are doing really well now. I'm just cruising. Stuff's happening. It's great. Or even if it's not great, like I said, the poorest people in America doing way better than the middle class in many countries, India or now Venezuela. So to delude yourself to think it can never happen, it's happened throughout history. If you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it and not be prepared for it. I don't know time frame. I'm not the predictor or prognosticator in that context. But just to say there's no downside to growing something, to investing in the land you're on or whatever little bit you can, even a windowsill garden. There's no downside to it. It's only an upside. And especially for your kids and their kids. So, am I beating a dead flamingo at this point, Super Don?
Rhetorically speaking.
Yeah, and maybe in Venezuela I am. Now, there's good news on the millennial front. Just like this weekend when we went to a permaculture event. Go back and listen to the archives just from a couple of days ago, and you'll hear a really cool, fun event where good, happy people were getting together to learn, to teach, to grow, and to transform the land that they're in for the long haul. Not just a quick fix for one season, but to really establish a different way to live. The people who will survive the zombie apocalypse are the people that already operate as if it's been the same way for thousands of years. Like the world passed them by, and you think, oh, we're so intelligent. Well, they'll be laughing at us or crying for us. I don't know when our civilization is not able to do the same things it has in our lifetime. And if it doesn't collapse, you know what? You're going to be healthier and happier, more fulfilled because you did a little gardening. That's right. That's the downside if the collapse doesn't happen. Hooray! Great, it doesn't happen. Guess what? I grow some of my own food. It feels really good. It tastes even better. And now the millennials are getting with it. Say what we will about the millennials, but there are a lot of folks that are getting the word. Those that haven't been vaccine injured and decimated into the autism spectrum. They're getting a sense it is important to go back to the land and work it and grow it and rehabilitate it and build it. And if you build it, they will grow. And I'm just thrilled about this. I am not a devastation, doom and gloomer, zombie apocalypse predictor. But I feel like just as I had to learn because of the hard way of being ill and suffering for the first 24 years of my life, that I was given the opportunity to learn the hard way so that I could help others maybe not suffer as much as I did. Maybe make choices that were better before they got as bad off as I was. Or, in the case of those who are as bad as I was or worse off, that there would be a pathway out for them too, for you too. But part of that establishing integrity for the future, if it's not for yourself, dagnabbit, you know, do you have kids and grandkids? Get, if they're not in a school that's teaching them how to grow food, then you got to do it at home if you're not already homeschooling. So I'm pleased to see that the millennials are getting a sense of this too, Super D, and, you know, helps me breathe
well,
a little
this,
bit easier.
Listen, I mean, when you look at the statistics here, they, the National Gardening Association came out with a special report in 2013, and they discovered that there were 13 million millennial gardeners that year, which was an increase from just 8 million in 2008. So what is that, 5 million more in, yeah, in a period of 5 years? That's a pretty significant jump.
Yeah. And I'm not going to rest on that, Laurel. We're going to do our level best to inspire you and do more videos and events from permaculture sharing and learning and growing and teaching. And that really, I'm telling you, it'll uplift you. Your heart will be happy. Your stomach and intestines will be happy. Yes, you'll have a happier immune system as well. Today, I actually ate a chive from my garden. I picked it by accident, and I was like, I can't put it back in. I'm just going to eat it. So then I planted other stuff. It was awesome. And I had some kale from the garden, too. Right from the, like I did on video, right from the plant. I didn't even wash it. Am I going to make it through the rest of the show? We'll check in with the police in Devon.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity I need.
Doc, you don't just walk into a store and buy plutonium.
Really, we're going to end with an automotive segment, Super Don, right? The health show that does automotive. You know,
that's
an
automotive show.
Right. I talk about healing from a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, economic, and political. Now an automotive perspective, too. All right.
Do we do it on a time shifting? We have time shifting or time travel healing?
We do time travel healing. Yes, you can go back in the past and correct your decisions, and then you'll be fine. Boom. Just right. Boop your... Well, I'm sure that we'd all like to go back and not have certain things occur. But this story is about modifying your car, interestingly enough. And there's so many cool car shows, and I was a car kid, Jewish redneck in Georgia, with my 69 Chevelle Super Sport.
Show off.
Right? That was like, it was, like I say, it only had a 327 in it, not the original 396.
Oh, only a 327, yeah.
Yeah, but it was supposed to have a big block 396. It didn't, so I could fit in the engine compartment with the engine, right? That's what it was set up to do. But anyway, I have good memories of all those times. Sure, wasting a lot of money, learning a lot of things, but it was when, cars weren't so electronic. They were just mechanical.
Sure.
And
but you didn't have a DeLorean, though.
I did not have a DeLorean. It was before the era of DeLoreans. That came in later, and those were kind of cool as well. They weren't super fast cars until they got hooked up with Steven Spielberg, I believe, and Robert Zemeckis, and went back to the future. And so that was the flux capacitor reference, I guess, because there was a Devon police. I mentioned the Devon police. Why are we going to reach out to Devon police? Well, apparently they were having some questions on their social media page about car modifications, right? Would it be legal to blah, 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 right? You can look at, like, each state has a different regulation about, like, car tinting. How dark can you tint your window?
And you know what? I know all about it. You know why?
Why? I used to tint windows.
My dad, he retired.
He was a
California
cop.
Highway Patrol. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
So I knew all about that stuff as a kid. You know, your car can only be, you know, can't be this low to the ground, you know, et cetera. There are all kinds of things they can write you fix-it tickets for.
Mm-hmm. So it's a question of, in Devon, I think this is in England, since we got UK Health Radio listeners, you can correct us if we're wrong. I'm not talking about Devon and Jamaica, I don't believe. They were asking about different things that, hey, can we do this? Is this legal? So some wise guy got on the webpage and says, hey, would it be okay if I fit my car with a flux capacitor to bend the physics of space and time? Okay, smart guy, right? What do you think they're going to say?
Well, in a lot of cases, they would probably just go, oh, look at this guy sitting here trying to be a joker, and they just move on, right?
Yeah, but they didn't. They took it seriously. The Devon police said they would have no problem with you fitting your car with a flux capacitor, but we would be likely to take action if the modification stretched to adding a fusion reactor. Right? If you go nuclear, we're coming after you.
They also added, in addition to having a potential issue with the fusion reactor, they also wanted to remind him that any damage to street lamps, power lines, and municipal buildings caused by attempting to supply the required 1.21 gigawatts of power could also cause a problem.
We might fine you for that. I don't know if they'll imprison you, but we'll fine you for that.
So good on the Devon and Cornwall Police Department. I mean, they've got a sense of humor, and they didn't let this guy get away with trying to put a joke on them.
Smart guy, right? Yeah. They were, as they say in Britain, they're taking the piss, and they went on and gave it right back. Listen, we got to lighten it up a little bit here and there. And if you have one of those DeLoreans and you add this to it, just don't go nuclear. If you do, you better take a lot of extra selenium, right? Make sure you get your oceans alive in you, your minerals to counteract the radiation. A little bit of arnica, because you never know what kind of bruising that happens when you bend space and time. And perhaps some CBD to bring you back to reality, because I don't know what reality you'll be in when you arrive, wherever you're going.
I do want to add here that another person commented on this post, and he wanted to also remind the guy that the speed limit there in Devon is 70, so if he went to 88 miles per hour, he'd probably get a ticket as well.
He'd get ticketed for that. So, yeah, you really wouldn't be able to do it in Devon. You're probably going to need to go to Scotland. I don't know what the speed limit is in Scotland. If we have any Scottish listeners, let us know. We'll take the DeLorean there. If not, we're going out to Montana, where I still think you can go faster than 88. In the daytime. All right, folks, that's it for today. Tomorrow, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Go to robertscottbell.com. You will learn what I'm about to tell you. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.